This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is Defenders Live.
Oh. Hump day, baby, hump day.
Yeah, it is. So you know that Dominic Izzo guy? He sent me a message today. He was
He
was in need of networking helps.
Aw.
Yeah.
At least somebody's talking to you. At least somebody's talking.
Well, like, see the thing. Okay, so
I think I've made people mad. Nobody talks to me anymore.
With Dominic, it's behind the scenes, he's like a giant teddy bear.
Oh, I know. Me and him used to talk all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the funny thing about the people that talk to us. It's like most people talk to me when they actually need something. They talk to you for like
everything else.
But they do like a stinted amount of time.
Yeah.
Like they give you like 3 weeks where you're talking to everybody, and then like 2 months where nobody talks to you. Yeah. And then 3 weeks again. And then 2 months. Yeah.
And I'm in that drought of...
You're in the 2 months.
Nobody's talking to me.
You're in the 2 month drought zone.
It's like, daggone
it. But yeah, so I got the like text, and he doesn't text. You know, he sends an audio message over text instead of calling.
I know, which is really weird. He won't call you.
No, he'll send an audio text.
And he won't text you, but he will send an audio text.
Yeah, he'll send an audio message via text. A maximum like 2 minutes, you know. He never goes beyond that.
Yeah.
And so I did that. That's exactly what I did back to him.
I'd have been a douche halfway through and be like, you could just either call me and we could have.
Well, no. But
I do that to pick on him, and he knows.
Yes, but as per the way that I explain things, I jabber anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So he got a little extra. It's things and stuff.
You don't say.
Yeah.
You don't say. So anyway, there we go. Hi, everyone.
And Barb, we do listen, so shush. Shush. Don't even say that. We do listen, and we do read your stuff.
We do.
Yes. It's just most of the time, it's always hi.
Yeah.
And so, hi.
Well, no, and when... Sadly, by the time we scroll back and forth between stuff and look back on it, we're like, oh,
missed that one. That was
two stories ago. Yeah. I am so sorry.
Can't do that one. Okay.
So we're getting better at it.
Yeah, we're going to try. We're
working
try.
At it.
We're sorry. Sorry, Charlie Murphy. Sorry.
He never said he was sorry.
That's true. He never said that.
Now I can see his desk. I got my feet on your couch.
Your couch, bitch. See, I blanked it out. See, it was good, right?
It was good. You almost would have thought it was natural,
right? Yeah,
it wasn't.
But no, you it really
thought
wasn't.
It was.
Yeah, it's close.
It was pretty good. That was good, my friend.
Yeah. So we're gonna start here.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Authorities. Authorities.
Authorities.
Authorities.
They're needed.
Have opened an investigation. Mm-hmm. After a Bibb County, Georgia citizen discovered human remains behind a Macon, Georgia Burger King restaurant on Monday.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The body, according to various reports, was located in a wooded area near the undisclosed franchise, which you can't say undisclosed because it's Burger King.
It's Burger King in Macon, Georgia. There's like five.
Yeah.
You can figure it out.
You'll figure it out. Which one had police around it recently?
For the entire day, you know?
Jackasses. Not that damn difficult.
It's pretty easy.
Anyway.
It's also still closed down.
Oh, I know. Yeah. The tape's there.
So if you're in Macon and you happen to pass a Burger King that's completely closed down, with police tape.
Yeah, you can pretty much
guess. That's the one, I'm guessing.
You can pretty much guess.
James?
Yes. Do you want to handle this, sir?
Can you handle this, buddy?
It's on you, man. It's on you.
By the way, hijack old Lazarus.
Yes.
I'm trying to get better.
Yeah, we are. According to the report from WGXA-TV, an unnamed passerby was walking in the area and spotted the badly decomposed body.
What?
That means it's been dead for a while.
That was a dump site.
So nobody noticed it for a while.
It was a dump site.
Authorities said that the unidentified witness immediately called emergency responders to report the grisly findings.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. The initial investigation showed that the body, which was embedded in the dirt, was missing a head. Reports added that the skull was nowhere to be found near following a cursory examination of the surrounding area. The body, according to reports, had, quote, hardly any extremities left, end quote, and was said to be in the late stages of decomposition. So again, it had been there
for a while.
A long while.
Yeah. So either it was decomposing in somebody's basement.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody cut off its head and then, like, mangled their extremities and then, like, just dumped them there and it's been there for a bit.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can mask a smell of a dead body with Burger King stink.
For a little while.
For a little while.
Which, what does that tell you, man?
Burger King. The Burger King smoke can mask the smell of
we
a dead
body. We can hide a body here, Burger King, yeah, because your stuff smells like crap.
That's right.
Quote, we're going to need a shovel and dig around the body so we can get everything in a body bag so the GBI crime lab will have all of the body to process. That was according to coroner Leon Johnson.
Oh.
It is unclear how long the body had been lying in the area. We don't know. Quote, we don't know that. Or we do know that this body has been here for a long time. That's it.
How do you know that it's been there for a long time? The state of decomposition is one thing, but it's not the state of decomposition that's the only thing that matters here. Once again, that body could have been dumped and then dirt crowded around it.
Right, right.
You're
right,
like, right, right, oh, right. We got to dig around. Yeah, because you got to figure out whether or not it's been there for a while.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while.
Since I could hold my head up high. Oh, is that too soon?
Oh.
Because you lost it. Because it's cut off.
Yeah, he's losing his religion.
He's losing other things, too.
Yeah.
WMAZ-TV reported that the police found a pair of men's black tennis shoes located near the body.
Uh-huh.
It is unknown at the time of this reporting whether the discarded shoes belonged to the deceased or they were simply happened to be in the same general area. Authorities are working to determine the identity of the body and have yet to announce whether the human remains are of a male or a female.
Well, male black tennis shoes, it was probably it's a zombie. Somebody cut off the head of a zombie. That's what happened.
You mean a vampire? Well,
it was a zombie.
Yeah, zombie.
Zombie.
It could have been.
It's somebody cut the
head. It was already decomposed.
Yep, already decomposed. So Macon, Georgia has zombies. Didn't have shoes. Didn't have shoes. Was already in a state of decomposition. Nobody noticed it forever. And then just suddenly there's a dead body on the floor without a head.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Zombies. We're going with zombies for $500, Alex.
Zombie. Zombie.
Zombie.
How you doing? Anyway.
Hey.
James is over there. I haven't been in Macon since 2001. Yeah, but it's a hell of a lot easier for you to get there than it is for us.
Right?
It's kind of what Steven's alluding to.
That's what I'm going to, because you're close-ish.
It's easier for you than it is for him.
It's easier.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the things and stuff.
Be mindful of possible dead bodies
right
behind your local Burger King.
Yes.
Because you. Anyway.
So a councilwoman in the San Jose, Californias, she said that she was seriously disturbed after an explosive device was found outside of her home.
Oh, I would be a little bit mad.
That would be pretty upsetting. Yeah.
How does she know it was an explosive device?
It's a great question. Dev Davis and her family were evacuated as a precaution on Tuesday after a suspicious object was found by a neighbor outside of their home. And the bomb squad was reported to the incident.
Hmm. Okay.
Some of her neighbors in the Willow Glen neighborhood were also evacuated while the bomb squad removed the object. Sergeant Christian Camarillo of the San Jose Police Department said later that the bomb technicians had confirmed that the object was a homemade explosive, but no other information about the device was released.
Just what? Real fast, yeah. Jackal Lazarus over on Twitter. I guess the killer, quote, had it his way at Burger King.
Oh.
That was good. That was good.
Uh-huh. Well, more like she. You can call her a praying mantis.
Well, you know, we don't know. Could have been a he. Could have been
a she. I'm saying, you know.
And how could we identify what it is?
If she had her
if way. It has no head, it can't, you know, state its pronouns or right. ID itself. Right.
It doesn't matter what the body says.
Yeah.
It matters what the person said.
Right. Right. People Snarky Jackal also on Twitter, GBI. Is that the bargain basement version of the CSI?
Yeah, it's Georgia's version.
That's messed up.
That's what Georgia's... That's Georgia's CSI. Yes. You're correct. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
Anyway. Huh. So there's a bomb outside a lady's house.
Yes. Quote, these types of devices can sometimes injure... And yes, even cause death.
Sometimes they can injure?
Yeah, and even cause death.
Just sometimes they can injure?
Yes, and sometimes cause death.
Just sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. I feel I've got to.
Get away.
I've got to.
Get away.
Quote, so it is always alarming to us, but even more because it is one of our elected officials in the city.
Okay, no, hold on. I have to... that messed with me for a minute because it always alarms us, but... And you pause. I'm like, wait, why would you butt there? I really couldn't think of it being more worried about it because of a local official. I didn't catch that part of it. You just kind of paused.
I know, like, and you almost choked up on...
I did. It's alarming to us, but what the hell? It's California.
But it's San Jose, so I mean, whatever.
That's kind of what I was expecting. I was like, we're not Oakland. Oh.
Quote, this further erodes our democracy and our abilities to attract good people to run for public office, says Davis.
Well, that's one thing. I mean, it's not the only thing, but it's one.
Yeah, the other thing is that, you know, people that run for public office usually are sleazebags to begin with.
Mm-hmm. It's just the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm. You know? Slime attracts slime.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
Camarillo said that there were no arrests of the incident, and it was under ongoing investigation. And is also unclear whether the device was meant to target Davis at all.
Well,
it was outside of her house, but they didn't say how far outside.
Well, yeah, if it's like on the sidewalk... But even that would still be...
Close enough to cause shrapnel damage.
Right. That would still be an issue, like just to be in that vicinity.
Broken windows, period. You know, stuff jammed into
doors. Well, what did Davis do then that was so bad that would possibly...
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Not anything at all?
Not that we know of. Davis was first elected to San Jose City Council in 2016 and won re-election in 2020. She also lost her primary campaign for mayor of the office in June.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah, so she was just finishing a failed campaign for mayor.
Well, boo.
Who?
That stinks. Well, at least everybody's safe.
Right?
And that's what matters.
We're safe and sound.
Right. You know, because it's important to have those things.
Yes.
Be safe and... You know, what have you.
Come on, get happy. I'm tired.
I can tell. Which is funny because we both got home really early today.
I know, but I'm still tired.
I passed right the hell out on the
couch. Did you?
I did. I came in. I kicked my boots off, and the moment like the boots came off, I was like, overalls still on and everything, just like.
So like
the dogs climbed up on the couch.
I went to lay down on the bed, but... The wife was cleaning the sheets and stuff like that, and so I was just laying on the bed, and I didn't quite fall asleep, and I never quite fell asleep. So I was in that malaise.
Oh no, area. Not me. No, so
I was in that malaise of like.
I mean, I woke up a couple times. I mean, it was only like a 2-hour nap, and I woke up a couple times because like the couch we have is literally sectional. It is a.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
3x3 or 2x3, whatever. Square. And they're supposed to interlock. Well, the interlocks don't work. So they scoot. And it's always a pain. Like, I'm about to get, I got some ratchet straps, some small ones, like for the motorcycle and stuff. Like, I'm about to start ratcheting like them together.
Just flip it over and just screw screw him in.
I thought about that too.
Screw him together, bud.
I thought about that. You
got
did.
Screws.
I you do got a have drill. The screws.
You can make it work.
I thought about doing that too. But no, I'm going to...
like put a piece of board on the back. Shoop, shoop.
Yeah, right. No, I thought about it. I'm... But anyway, so it scoots, and so it kept where it would start to separate because I'd move or the dogs would move or whatever. It would start to scoot across the floor, so it would hurt my back.
Oh.
I had to twitch.
It's much different than a couch over.
And adjust. Yeah. But I'm going to, like I said, I'm either going to tie it or zip tie it together. I haven't figured out exactly which one yet.
One day you're just going to get upset and just take some screws and go, flop, flop.
I thought about it. I might do it. Just, well, the only reason I don't want to do that is because if we decide to change up the layout,
then you got to undo it.
Uh-huh. And then I can lift one and zip them together. Okay?
Yeah.
But then what do I do when it starts going around the corner? Okay? Do you see what I'm saying? Eventually, I'm not going to be able to lift the whole couch up or lay the whole couch down, zip, zip together.
You see
what I'm saying? No.
Yeah.
No, because I have two corner pieces. And
yeah, it's two people.
There's never going to be two people helping me.
No, you and one other person.
I know that. There's never going to be another person helping me.
Well, you can always just ask. I can always come over.
But I'm saying that, but then it's the whole thing. And then if I had to get traded to your part, I might just, like I said, it's not as classy, but I may just ratchet strap them.
Hey, whatever, man.
I don't know. I'm going to do something because I'm tired of them scooting. And the kids, God bless them, will plop.
Oh,
yeah. Or run and scoot.
So,
and they'll hit it and the couch goes and move back like 4 inches.
So, you know, we got these scooters around the house, right?
Yeah.
And the kids love to run the scooters around the house.
They like the scooters.
See, for anybody out there, my house is a square.
It is.
A fully interconnected square.
It is.
So it's a square, and well, it's technically a rectangle, right? But the main area of the house is a square.
Yeah, you can go.
You can make a circuit.
Yeah, all the doors are connecting. You can go from one space to another and just loop.
Yeah, you can just continually loop, and then the only separate areas is the master and the kitchen. Those are the only separate areas, right?
Yeah.
So you could just go in a loop, circle through.
Yeah.
Well, so my kids do that. They have little scooters and stuff. And since we got hardwood floors, nobody cares. All the way through. Well, my boy likes to go start in the kitchen and rush his scooter in a beeline directly into the couch, ram it to the couch, and flip over the handles. So, it's funny. It is funny.
It's hilarious, actually.
I'm not saying that it's not. Because you know him.
I can just see it. Just go,
No, it's just,
ha! And that's what I'm saying. And land upside down and then just be upside down going, and then get down.
He lands right on his side. Like, he does the full side roll and everything, hits the back of the couch, does the whole deal. Because it hits and then tilts. It hits and tilts forward, and so it just rolls over.
It's a new ride.
Yeah, well,
it's fun.
I had to stop him and beat him because he kept directly going into the center cushion.
Oh no!
And so, you know, the front cushions have the blockers.
Yes.
In the front, the kick plates.
Yep.
Yeah, he
broke one
center directly center. So he karate chopped the damn thing. Just poof. It's snapped in the center, so it's still attached, but it's a giant dent. I mean, it's not a big deal.
It ain't gonna hurt in it.
No, it's not, because it's a dead couch anyway.
We've got it's to the point it's broke, officially broke.
It's been broke for a while, and I'm not buying a new one because I've got kids.
Well, you're gonna have to buy something. Eventually, you're gonna have to get something.
Eventually.
God, you're a tight ass.
I am. You're right. And that's the only reason why I'm still surviving. Shut up. But yeah, so he just poof, broke my couch.
There you go. James over there, you can get some 1x4s and screw them to the base and the sections and hold them together.
That's very true.
I could do that too.
And then you could always take them off afterwards.
Right. I don't want to do that though. I'm lazy.
Well, you only have to take one off and then move them around and put them together.
I know, but I'm still lazy.
You're going to have to take something off even if you put a ratchet strap on.
I'm lazy. No, I don't.
If you want to move them, yes.
Well, yeah, but then I go pop and it all comes loose.
Yeah.
And I pick up the section and move.
And move.
Yeah, I don't even have to do that because it'll tighten the snun out of it. That's me. But anyway. And he's a hoozin'.
Yeah, so you know that Anthony Fauci guy?
How can I not?
This is the Faucis. He is the science.
Sure. What? Okay. Whatever. I'm not going to argue. I. So what has he done or said or whatever this time? Kind of BS is coming. Don't tell me he's talking about monkeypox. I swear to God. It's like, I'm not doing this tonight. No. Mm. Shut up.
NIAID announced on today.
Who?
The NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. That's where he works.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. They said, quote, today, Anthony S.
Fauci. It's a day that will live in infamy. Oh.
Anthony S. Fauci.
S?
S.
S. No, I got that. No, but...
S.
To address him like that.
Anthony S. Fauci.
Did he die?
MD.
Or did he get fired?
Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease.
Damn, he still has a job.
Part of the National Institute of Health and Chief Medical Advisor.
Blah, blah, blah.
To the President, Joe Biden. Tested positive for COVID. quote, he is fully vaccinated and he has been boosted twice. He is currently experiencing mild symptoms. Anthony Fauci will be placed under isolation and continue to work from home. He's not recently been in close contact with the president or their senior government officials.
Sure he hasn't.
Dr. Fauci will follow the COVID-19 guidelines of the CDC.
And be back in like...
And medical advice from physicians and return to the NIH when he tests negative.
You taste that?
It's sweet, isn't it?
It is so sweet.
So sweet, yeah.
I don't need sugar or cream in my coffee because this...
Sweet enough.
...is sweet.
Sweet, sweet tears.
It's just... Now, it's a shame that it didn't happen earlier.
During the whole thing.
When everything was actually bad.
Right. When it was a real problem.
Yeah. Because then he would have to be held to all that. It sucks that it didn't do that.
Yeah. But, when he was double masking and all the rest of it, you know.
Right.
Double and triple masking.
Right.
That would have been funny.
Uh-huh. But, you know, this is nice.
In addition, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently revealed that he also tested positive for COVID. And he had previously tested positive for the illness in January as well.
The monkeypox.
No.
Oh, damn.
No.
Excuse me.
Don't die.
Well...
Not today.
If I do, I can be happy knowing that he has COVID.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and so it's...
How does it feel, you slimy son of a bitch?
Like a cold, apparently.
James over on Twitter, I got COVID, but I'm thankful I'm triple jabbed or it would have been far worse.
How do you know?
You don't know that.
You don't know, Jack.
But whatever, yeah. You know. It just, you know.
It could be anything.
There will be some excuse. There's some logic behind it. There'll be some stupid thing. Hey, well, don't worry. It's not like that at all.
It's not going to be a problem.
If I hadn't been vaccinated, I'd be dead.
This is Defenders Live.
I have a feeling that we should have gotten more stories.
Why?
Because, like, a lot of the stories today are just, like, short one-offs.
Oh, the touch and goes, nothing.
Yeah, there wasn't, like, anything to really dig into. And so I think that we're gonna have an issue on the second hour here where we might have to start digging into stuff. That's fine.
We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
Yeah. Speaking of bridges burned...
Not the bridges burned.
Yes, the Washington, D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser.
What? Bowser?
Bowser. Yes, as in the dinosaur king Bowser.
I have to see if I can find it.
Do it. Oh, you know what it is.
I know exactly
what you know what I'm doing. You know how this is going to happen. So, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel...
Hold on, just sidebar real fast.
What?
They're making the Weird Al Yankovic story?
Yes.
And they've got Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al.
So they got the shortest man possible playing Daniel Radcliffe. Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they got the shortest man possible, Daniel Radcliffe, playing the tallest, goofy-ass person possible.
Oh.
Weird Al Yankovic. And he does the hair and everything.
I don't know how I feel about this now.
It's...
Between that...
I mean, he's got both of them have weird faces.
No, and they do.
And so it kind of makes sense.
Well, but my brain's going, okay, between him, okay, Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al.
By the way, Daniel Radcliffe is like shorter than me.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al.
Uh-huh.
And then they're making a sequel of The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix.
They already did that one.
No, they're the sequel.
No.
Oh, you haven't heard this?
No.
It has Lady Gaga playing opposite him?
No.
It's going to be a musical.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totes. Yeah.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop this.
Yes, my friend. It's going to be bad. Okay.
I mean, I know that he did a whole bunch of dance routines on steps or whatever in the first one, but no. What is she going to be, Harlequin or something?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Anyway, Bowser.
Anyway, so Muriel Bowser, Democrat, as a called for Americans and the American flag.
It's weird that this actually fits.
Yeah. She's called for us to have the American flag with 51 stars. That she wants that displayed along Pennsylvania Avenue.
Why?
Because to her, it's a move that comes as she continues to push for D.C. to become America's 51st state.
But it's not a state.
That actually worked really well.
I know.
Jesus.
But it can't... I'm honestly confused as to why they are so hell-bent on wanting this to be a state.
Well, because they want more representation for their stupid.
No, but how much more representation do you need? They are all living there anyway.
Yes. But they want more representation. Even more.
More rep of the stupid.
Yes. They want more. They want more of stupid.
But
yes. She says, today, ahead of Flag Day, I directed our team to hang 51 star flags along Pennsylvania Avenue as a reminder to Congress and the nation that 700,000 taxpaying American citizens live in Washington, D.C., and they demand to be recognized. You do understand that Washington, D.C. was never meant as a place to live?
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. was always a place to go and leave. It was literally set up in a way that you did not live there. They did that on purpose. They didn't want people living in the seat of power. They wanted people to go there, do their job, and come home. They wanted it to be a place of work. And temporary work at that.
I don't see how that would work. And I understand what they're after and what they're whining about and all this jazz, but... like, Puerto Rico becoming a state, that makes sense.
Sort of, yeah. Washington, D.C., which is, by the way, the District of Columbia.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I'm sorry. It doesn't. No. Not going to do that. If they want to do something like that, what they would need to do is they would need to take D.C. and figure out, okay, which part of it belongs to Virginia, which mm-hmm. part of it belongs to Maryland,
yeah.
and divvy it that way.
Right.
And there's your effing representation. You get both get one new rep.
Yep.
One new senator.
It's a city.
And that's it.
Washington, D.C. is at best a city.
At best.
It is not a state.
No.
You do not need a statehood for D.C. D.C. is not big enough for a state.
I'm just saying. It's
okay. So, okay. Hold on. What is the, I want to just kind of representation here.
You want to change it to this one.
Current population of, let's say, Raleigh, mm-hmm. North Carolina. What's Raleigh, North Carolina?
800 million people or 800,000 people.
Current population is 1.5 million people.
Ooh, wow.
Raleigh.
Okay. Okay. It used to be 800,000, but okay.
No, 1.5 million.
Okay, we've grown.
In Raleigh. The Raleigh metro area is, which by the way.
I'm changing it to something.
Yeah, that's fine. The Raleigh metro area is a larger area, mind you.
There we go.
Yeah. But at the same point in time, it's basically that, okay? Yeah. 2019. In 2019, the population was 500,000.
2019?
Yeah.
Was 500,000.
So our population has doubled.
In 3 years.
In 3 years. Wow. Okay. You want to talk about something should be a state. There's that. Now, hold on. What's the current population of Rhode Island? Because that'll tell us, right?
Sure.
Like Rhode Island, right?
I would assume so.
Okay. Rhode Island current population, 1.06 million.
Hmm.
Okay. So they're still in the million mark.
Okay. Got it.
Now, they have different counties. They have different cities. They've got a whole bunch of different stuff all involved.
They do.
D.C. just has D.C.
Yeah. Again, it's their split between the little river that runs between Virginia and Maryland.
Right.
And that's it.
D.C. is meant to be a place of work. D.C., it's like... it's like saying that a base deserves to be, like one of our bases deserves to be a state.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing you can think of. She doesn't even have any good reason for it.
It should be. No.
No.
Run it down the middle. Whatever's on this side of the river is Virginia.
Given to Virginia. The other side is given. Maryland. Right. And that makes sense. That would make sense. But instead... what we've done is we've created D.C., which is a little pocket between both Maryland and Virginia, that at the same time says, here, in this little pocket, this is its own city, its own municipality, that controls everything else. This is where the seat of power is, and we don't want it squashed by a state law. We want it to be its own thing. I understand that.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about that. But then once they become a state, then they're beholden to a lot of extra stuff that they are not beholden to now.
Right. But they'd also get, so you'd also get two senators.
Yeah.
And because of the size of it, you would get one representative.
Yeah. Well, you'd get two.
No, you'd get one because of the size.
Rhode Island's got more than one.
They've also got a million people.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I get that, but
still a million people.
No, I guess.
And it's Rhode Island.
Because nobody wants to go
It's there. Rhode Island in 2020, and they still got a million people.
Nobody wants to go to Rhode Island. They don't like it there.
Right. So you're going to get a maximum of two representatives of each, okay? But we know that all the representatives that come from D.C. are going to be Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Which they think at that point will then be able to sway any and every single election moving forward.
Right.
And I don't...
There's no reason for a 51st state.
Nope.
None whatsoever.
No.
She goes, as Americans nationwide brace for a decision on the future of Roe v. Wade, we are also reminded that D.C.'s disenfranchisement impacts not just Americans living in D.C., but Americans nationwide who share our values.
Mm-hmm.
You get where she's saying, who share our values?
Yeah.
DCites. Giant-ass Democrats that want big government control.
Bingo.
So she's saying that the people across the nation that want big government control aren't being represented fairly enough.
Yeah. Which I don't know how that's possible.
That can't be possible considering how big the government's grown.
Right. You have everything else y'all have ever wanted. Shut up.
Literally impossible. The only thing you haven't had yet is full-on socialism. Shut up, Bernie Sanders.
And they're trying to get there.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to get there.
Because socialism leads to dictatorialism, which leads to communism.
Congratulations.
It's great. But yeah, you're not even bigger than...
Rhode Island.
Than Rhode Island. You're not bigger than a normal, average capital city.
You're not supposed... You're not supposed to be. You were never supposed to be a state. You were never supposed to be a place that people worked or lived. And then we, again, life is the way it is. People move there because it was easier to corrupt and move things in the way you wanted to. Got it.
Yeah. Plus, you also have the fact, like Jack O'Lazarus says, the Constitution literally prohibits statehood for D.C., so shut up. Not possible. You can whine all you want. Shut up. A little bit of no.
Oh, we're doing that bit again?
How about some no?
Put some of that on your eggs and no.
No. How about a side of no?
No.
Right?
Yeah, I need to go to the store and pick up some no.
Would you like some no with your coffee?
Yeah, I was watching that movie, no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, wait, hold on. I've got it in my... no.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, it is.
So there you go. You're asking for something that you can't possibly do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, the Weird Al biography.
Sure, we'll call it that.
Okay. It's let's put it like it's the typical Hollywood biopic of Rockstar.
Oh, I'm sure.
Where it's pushing like him being highly sexual, which is really weird. Like, it pushes the...
But
the,
wasn't the, he, like, no. briefly in the beginning?
Not, no!
Not his songs, but him.
No! He wasn't.
I don't know.
He's always been awkward and weird and goofy. He's the guy that...
He is the weird.
He plays vowels. The polkas. He's the polka guy.
Hold on, you mean to tell me that polka guys aren't pulling in tail? The lederhosen and the polka is not doing it for the ladies, huh? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm
plus
saying.
Plus the fro and the...
Yeah.
And the stash.
Plus the jerry curl and the stash. Yeah, no.
Not doing it for them,
no,
huh?
No, I don't think
so. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was so sure.
Oh, dang. Dang darn.
God bless him. I thought for sure.
I was going to go Napoleon Dynamite and it just didn't happen.
Dang it. My gosh.
My gosh.
I'm just saying, I was no, utterly convinced that it's maybe, like the, it's like just the, maybe.
They designed it to make it look like the VH1 Behind the Music sort of thing.
No,
like
they where didn't.
It does, where, no, where it does like, where they do like the snapshots of like him having a whole bunch of girls back there and he opens the doors like, and then closes the door. You should watch the preview. You know what? We have nothing else.
We have nothing else to do. We're all going to watch together.
We're all going to watch the preview of this. Why? Because we can. And you know, it's stupid, and that's why. That's I'm going to pull it up here. We're going to watch it. This is what's going to happen now. Because I'm trying to actually get you to understand. No, we're not going to get you to. No, you're going to watch it, and that's all.
Because stuff and things and...
Weird Al trailer. So there's two different ones. I think it's this one. Yeah, we're going to go that one. We're going to go that one on there. That's what we're going to do.
Okay, after the commercial.
After the commercial, and don't worry about that because nobody else can hear it anyway. And I'm going to kick this over here and do that and do that. We're going to kick it up.
Kick it up a notch. Bam.
Yeah. So this is where we're going, guys.
Six platinum records.
It's a Roku
Five
original.
Five Grammys. Button.
It's a Roku movie.
Wow.
The Untold True Story. One of the greatest American legends of all time.
I'm telling you. Weird Al has never had abs.
He's never been that cut.
See? It's this thing.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It doesn't... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a little upset.
You're upset now.
Because it doesn't even sound like him.
Right.
Not even close.
Well, I mean, the music in the background is obviously his, but...
Yes, but that's it.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like Weird Al.
Not even close. Like, he doesn't even try to get his... At least when they did Bohemian Rhapsody and what's his name?
The guy looked...
He looked and at least tried to sound like him. Daniel Radcliffe's just like,
no.
I'm just thankful I can get out an American accent.
Basically.
That's all it was.
Yeah. He's short as... Man.
Oh, no. Oh, I know. He's way too short. He's way too cut, clearly.
Like, that guy has never... Weird Al.
He looked like Thor with a fro.
Looked like mini Thor. Looking around.
I'm preparing for Ragnarok.
But that's okay. Weird Al Yankovic has literally been a string bean his entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy couldn't gain weight if his life depended on it. And I'm just...
Jeez.
I don't want to do this. I can't.
It messes with you, dude.
It does. It does. I don't understand why. I think the...
Okay, all right. Polka women, yes.
No, hold on. Prove that
they're
those are...
They're playing saxophone.
That doesn't mean they're polka women. There's a difference, sir.
Yeah. Those are jazz ladies.
That's jazz ladies. That's not polka women.
Just because they might be able to play a polka tune on something to play for jazz. That's...
Das Fräuleins don't look like that due to the polkas, okay?
Just saying.
Let's just say Broomhilda is a little bit more...
Robust.
Girthy.
Gertrude has a bit more. Gert.
Yeah. Heidi is just a tad...
Thick.
Plumper.
She's thick.
Thick. Heidi's got a bit of junk in her trunk is all we're saying. And she's just, you know.
Huh.
And God bless her for it. Don't judge. I'm just saying.
Yes, King of the King of Parody has turned his biography into a parody of his life. But it's like UHF.
No, I know, but like...
Okay, so UHF was a very similar thing. Right?
No, I know.
The movie that he did where he played himself.
Yeah.
In UHF. But it was similar thing, you know?
That's
hand me the accordion. Okay, I gotcha.
That's the part that was messing with me. I was like, wait a minute, we just did this. It was UHF.
This is the whole
1985 or whatever the hell it was.
It's a parody of the parody that he originally did.
And it's not even a good one because, again, they got Daniel Radcliffe playing him.
And by the way, he's an okay actor.
No, he is, but I can't.
I can't put that together.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
I really couldn't think of anybody else who would work either. Like, I really can't.
Except for him. Being himself.
That is what makes Weird Al so awesome. What?
He was in on getting Daniel Radcliffe? How do you know?
Really?
I can't do it. Can't do it.
Don't make me lose respect for him.
He's too short. Can't do it.
Unless they, again, they're thinking, oh, it's a fun joke.
It could be. Could be.
I don't know. I think it's dumb. But I mean, you know, Weird Al is, that's what makes him great, is that he cannot be duplicated.
He really can't.
The song, you will never, like, nobody else can do the music like he does.
Well, they could potentially.
No, they can't. There have been people who've tried.
Yeah, that's true.
And they've all failed. Nobody's gotten anywhere.
It was his shtick, and he only does it once every 6 to 8 years.
Well, because he has to have time.
To gather enough actual songs.
No, to get permission.
That too, to gather songs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that one time with Coolio.
That was...
Because that was not his fault. That wasn't his fault, by the way. That was the producing company. They said, yeah, do it. And he said, okay, do we have permission? And they said, oh, yeah, we got permission.
Yeah. So that's why it takes him forever now to pull this stuff out. Because he's like...
It's legal. It's all the legals.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not doing this.
Like, sorry. Unless he makes his own songs, which he's done.
Which he does, though.
Yeah, he does his own songs sometimes.
And they're good, too. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not... Like him, don't like him, I don't care. He's there's no way he can be duplicated at all. Like, I'm going to be devastated when he dies.
I mean, we will be making a tribute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be crying like, you know what?
Nah, it is just a tribute. Us and Jack Black. Just a tribute. Are we really...
I am.
You are?
Why not?
Okay, well, do it for the break.
I am.
Do it for the break.
I am. I'm getting it ready.
Okay. Well, I mean, what are you going to play, though?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Because, like...
There's so many that are so good.
Even some of the newer ones are really good.
I know, but then,
Like,
I was thinking something along the lines of, like, I don't know.
You were thinking the old school.
Well, not old school. Let's go... There we go. This is Weird Al Yankovic. Let's see. No.
That's the old stuff and the old stuffs.
No. Party in the CIA is not old.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it is, but it isn't.
It is, but also, you know.
There's Captain Underpants.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
Tacky, that's good. That's a good newer one.
Actually, you know what I wanted to hear?
What's that?
Oh, it's not Albuquerque.
Right there.
I know.
There it is.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I like Albuquerque. We're gonna live it on that. That's what we're gonna hit it up on. Oh, finally.
Albuquerque.
Yeah. If you forgot to make that left turn there, just figure it out. Anybody else get that joke? No?
Okay. No,
It's just us. Sorry.
It happens.
The number of abortions in the United States have increased.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a shocker. It's not a surprise.
Yeah. For the first time in 3 decades in the 2020s, the abortion pills responsible for the majority of the terminated pregnancies, also for the first time, according to new data published on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, a report from the Guttmacher Institute.
Sure.
Which collects data from abortion providers every 3-ish years, found there was an 8% increase in abortions between 2017 and 2020.
Because why not?
Yeah. There were 930,160 abortions in the U.S. in 2020 compared to 862,320 in 2016.
That's incredible.
This is the first increase in abortions recorded by nonprofit organizations in 30 years.
Wow.
First major increase.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Again, here's my deal. Like, there's ways to prevent having a pregnancy.
Yep.
And I understand that not all of them are 100%. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But how much of it are you even trying is the question. How many
apparently,
of these things
they're
are
not
you...
trying very well because currently as it sits, as far as the 2020 numbers are concerned, after they got everything tabulated, because it took about a year and a half to get that going.
Of course.
After they got all the numbers and they got it tabulated, it has now come out that 1/5.
So 1 in 5.
1 in 5 unborn children were killed by abortion in 2020.
See, this pisses me off so bad. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you and I kind of agree that as unthrilled about it as we were,
yeah,
that, you know, if you're going to do the do and you took the morning after pill, I think you
then
and
you're
I,
fine.
You and I you're kind fine. Of come we're to like, consensus that
whatever, that's, you're yeah. not allowing it to attach. You're right. not allowing the chemical reaction to happen.
It's not growing. We've agreed that we can kind of let that count that as abortion.
We can literally let that slide.
Right.
Because it will slide right back out.
So then why aren't people doing that? Why are you waiting so long?
Because they don't like condoms.
So I found a tweet. I found an article, actually.
Article and a tweet.
I did. So it was a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, it was an article from Bloomberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Let me go find it really quickly. It was so stupid.
While you're doing that. See, the abortion pills, it's a two-drug regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Mifepristone. And misoprostol, which taken together causes a miscarriage, accounted for 54% of the U.S. abortions in 2020.
So, Bloomberg has an article out from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Two women wanted an abortion in Texas. Now, listen to my wording. Two women wanted
an abortion
in Texas.
Okay.
Their struggle to get care is a preview and a warning for the rest of the U.S.
Leave Texas or go out of Texas, get the abortion, and come back.
I followed up with a tweet on that one. I'm like, you know, a doctor's responsibility is to keep you alive and healthy, not avoid responsibilities and consequences of the choices you made.
Right.
People don't want to go to the doctor ever.
Ever.
They don't want to. No one has fun. They're like, oh, goody, I get to go to the doctor today.
I get to get probed. Yay!
No matter what it is, nobody wants to go to the doctor.
No.
Okay?
Right.
Healthcare, as they're implying it, healthcare is a need. It is a necessity. You have to do it if you don't want to die.
As soon.
Yeah. Having a child, getting pregnant, and killing it because you want it
to die
is asinine.
And it's not part of health care.
No.
People will sit there
all
abortion.
People sit there all day long and say that, you know, you get a boob job. That's a want, and nobody will stand by you on that one.
Yep.
Why are they going to do it with this?
All right.
Guys, we'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye.